Pate said she received mediation training about 4 years ago after working for many years in family law. She said many of her colleagues felt that there had to be a better alternative to the courts.
It's a winner-loser system. Somebody comes out a winner, somebody comes out a loser. Even if you're the winner, you usually have paid a fair amount to your attorney at the end of the day. A lot of people just don't feel heard in the system.
Pate and Bosman described mediation as alternative dispute resolution. The main benefit? The parties in a dispute retain control over the outcome. Pate said a court battle can be both lengthy and costly, and most people fail to realize that the final outcome is not really in their hands.
I usually tell people going to court, it's like going to Vegas. You know, you're rolling the dice and a judge is going to make a decision for you. I can tell you what I think might happen based upon my experience. I can tell you what the law says, but you are going to have a judge basically making a decision for you on, you know, very important things in your life.
Unlike a judge, a mediator decides nothing. He or she only helps the parties arrive at a mutually agreeable outcome. Bosman used an analogy to stress the importance of this point.
Let's say that we have one orange and both Christine and I want the orange. A typical negotiation might be cut the orange in half. Christine takes half, I would take half. In a mediation, what would happen is the mediator would say, well, Christine, why do you want this orange? And Christine's going to say, I'm hungry, I want to eat the orange. And they might say, Corey, why do you want the orange? And I'm going to say, well, actually, I don't want the orange. I want the orange peel because I'm trying to make muffins that require an orange rind. And so if we split the orange in half, neither one of us is getting what we need from the orange.
But people who are after the whole orange may not leave mediation feeling they got everything they wanted. Nonetheless, Bosman said that often trust between disputing parties will have been rebuilt and lines of communication reopened. She said this was crucial, for example, in child custody cases. Bosman said that many disputes between businesses could be prevented by better contracts. Even so, she has begun including mediation clauses in business contracts as a built-in first step towards settling a dispute. Christine Pate said that even if you were contractually bound to try mediation, you only had to give it a good faith effort before moving on to litigation.
3 or 4 sessions into a mediation, you get a sense of whether it's going to work or not. And you always have the option to go to court if it doesn't work. It's not something where you're going to be doing it for like a year and then realize, oh, this process didn't work.
The two attorneys said mediation costs less than litigation and was faster. Settlements could be written up in contract form or filed in court. Mediation is also confidential, whereas court proceedings and court records are open to the public. But Bosman said that sometimes putting a case before the public and the court system outweighed the confidentiality of mediation.
There are some issues that really we want a judicial precedent for. They're important things. Things like minority rights, things like that. They're women's rights. There are certain issues that it makes sense. We want that to be public. We want that to go onto the record book. So there are times that mediation might not benefit from that perspective.
Bosman and Pate said many of their mediation cases were referred by the courts. They pointed to not well-known rules that require the state to provide mediation for child custody and visitation cases where the parties earn less than $100,000. Adult guardianship cases are also assigned to mediators. Bosman and Pate encouraged chamber members to consider mediation as an alternative to court in helping to resolve conflict. Pate added that there were also several mediators in Juneau, in case you're ever in a dispute with one of us.